Hello, Radio.
Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show for the Path Elements Profile. And today we'll be talking about millennials discovering the connection with Path Elements Profile and their career choices. I'm not sure if you are keeping up with the millennials in that population, but they're right now in 2015, we had in the statistics in 2015 was that there were 75.4 million millennials in that are born in that part of our population. So in 2020, we will have approximately 48% of the workplace will be millennials. And so that's about 50%, so one in two. In 2025, we will have 75% of the workplace being millennials. So if you're not following the millennial generation, but chances are you are because you have them in your workplace, you'll know that some of them are a little bit sometimes anxious in the workplace or not sure really where they fit in. But we have found that the Path Elements Profile is something that millennials are identifying with. And the Path Elements Profile, as you know, may know, is a communication and collaboration and conflict resolution tool that we use that looks at the personality of a person with the elements of nature, water, wind, earth, and fire. So today on the show, we have Taylor Cotter. And Taylor, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be a part of it.
Yes. And Taylor is a millennial. And I have worked with a client, the iCenter, and Taylor was a part of that organization. And she had the experience to take the Path Elements Profile, which had a profound effect on some of the choices that she's been making as a career. So I've invited Taylor to the show, and she's going to share with us some things that she's learned by taking the Path Elements Profile about herself and about teammates and just life in general. So, Taylor, I'm going to start off and just ask you the first question. As a millennial, how important is it to know your personality?
It is so important because so much of us as millennials, we do have that anxious us being able to identify where we are deep-rooted at, what we're sensitive to, what makes us determined or motivated. It's beneficial to know how we work. It's like a clock, what makes us tick. So knowing just all of that, it helps ease that anxiety and anticipation.
Okay. So one of the things that Taylor found out is that she's a win. So Taylor, what value was that to you, for you to find out that you were a win when you took the Path Elements Profile? What was that aha moment for you when you found out that you were a win?
It really didn't surprise me, but it made me just really think over what I do on a day-to-day basis, such as what my job is and what my career is, and knowing that I'm a wind and I like to be active and I don't like routines and that sort of thing, it helped transpire to me that I needed to find a career where I wasn't just sitting at a desk. I was out moving around and getting a full value of life.
Okay. And you'll notice that Taylor said that she really wasn't surprised. And that's one of the things that we find with the Path Elements Profile, that it has 90% accuracy, that 90% of the people that take it say, I knew that. I knew that about me. I didn't know what to call it, or I didn't know how much of a wind I really was, or a fire or earth. But that is some of the things that we see with the Path Elements Profile, and it does identify that person to a T, pretty much, of who they are and how they show up every day in communication and collaboration and conflict resolution. So, Taylor, how did taking the Path Elements Profile help you better understand your teammates?
Well, as a millennial, we have this perception sort of that, we think that everything is of one perspective, and maybe it just differs from generation to generation. But when you take this personality test, you find out that it's not about generation to generation on perceptions. It's about genuinely how your attitude is towards things and how that makes you feel. So with that, learning that other people are a water, which is more sensitive and shy, it helps you be able to converse with people and really genuinely think about how they feel about certain things.
Okay, and so with that, what was the I know that you talked about people that are water. What about the person that you found out that was a fire? How did that help you in learning how to communicate with that person?
It definitely showed me that I don't need to be so quiet around fires. Fires have this really outgoing personality, and there's so much passion driven behind them. So when you talk to them, you know, you can be more bold and more excitable, whereas with the other side, with the waters, you know, you need to be more cautious of how you talk and more sensitive.
Okay. Oh, another thing that I remember you saying that that once you found out the path elements profile and that you were a wind, it really gave you permission, more or less, in knowing that that was okay for you wanting to choose a career that was not a desk job or something that would have you kind of just honed in on one thing. So can you talk a little bit about the permission that you felt once you took the path elements profile and you became aware of the elements and all of the elements that you use within your personality?
Well, when I took the test, you know, like I said, I wasn't too surprised finding out that I was a wind. However, you know, it takes having those results in front of you and someone to talk about, this is you, this is how you are. It's kind of like when a flower doesn't bloom, you fix the environment in which it grows. You don't change the flower. So I knew it, at this desk job, I was not too happy. I was raised by a different generation that transcribes that you need to work to have a paycheck. Well, it's a new age, and it's more about loving what you do and getting a paycheck from it. So I actually, that day, started looking into different jobs. I was at a desk job. It was my first desk job for 3 months. And I sat in front of a computer for 8 hours a day, and I was like, no, this is not me. This is not what I want to do. And now that I've found something else, I love it. I'm so much more happy. My aura just burst.
Okay. And so you also talked about just how that was something that that you were okay with looking and exploring other things to do other than just staying there in that one job. And I think that's, you know, I know that I have two millennials. I have a son that's 23 and a son that's 27. And I have heard some of the same statements from them is that, you know, they want to make sure that the job that they're in is a fit for meaning and purpose and what they are called to do. And also in the realm of their path elements profile and looking at, you know, what is each element that speaks to that different profession that or career that is calling them to fulfill that meaning and purpose. So, and I appreciate you having the courage to just say, you know, this, I need to be in a niche where my personality is being fulfilled. So, go ahead. Did you want to say something, Taylor?
Oh, I was just saying, I agree. It's so gratifying and liberating, honestly.
Okay. All right. So would you recommend the PEP for connecting with the millennial generation and why?
Oh, most definitely. It just goes back to show you, like I said, that so many of these millennials today, they are so bent about having, you know, doing the right, they, everyone should do one certain thing, and that's how it goes, and you would need to talk to the people all the same way, and they need to understand it that way, and that's not what it's about. It's about learning how to connect with different people on their level and to their understanding and sensitivity. You know, you need to find what you really want to do. Don't take the advice of, I need to do this path because it's a safe route, it's a safeguard, and it shouldn't be that way. You have one life to live, and you need to enjoy it while it is there right in front of you.
Okay, so I want to go a little bit further past the Path Elements profile because there is a some purpose work that Laurie Beth Jones has created, and it's called The Path. And it looks at the talents and the gifts of an individual. It actually goes through a segment or an exercises that helps a person define their core values. And then the person is able to write a mission statement and then a vision statement. But it all stems from, you know, the first thing in that path program is looking at the personality, taking the Path Elements profile and looking at personality and how that personality is divided up in those different elements of water, wind, earth, and fire. So I'm going to ask Taylor, do you know your specific talents? You know, what are the talents and gifts that drive you based on your personality? So have you ever thought about the talents and the gifts that you have based on your personality profile?
I actually have. As a wind, we don't like routines. We like to flow, just like wind does. One of my strong suits since I was a little kid has been writing, and that just seems so natural to a wind, is flowing with your words, flowing into what you're passionate about, just like a wind is.
Okay.
Go ahead. So I've really thought about, you know, what could I do with that, with my talents in writing, to put a career into and loving what I do.
Okay, and so that the writing kind of releases you, because that is what the wind does. The wind releases us to, you know, to collaborate, to be a change agent, to also, you know, I'm a wind, so I relate very much to what you're saying about change and just the flow and just, you know, just blowing and collaborating and helping people find their own gifts and their talents. And, you know, nothing inspires me more than seeing someone who is gifted in a position and that they have found that fit with their careers. And I think that's, you know, the biggest challenge with millennials is, you know, finding and exploring who they are. And I think that if, you know, in organizations, if we could get the path in organizations, particularly in the hands of millennials and everyone, I mean, there are people that are my age that are baby boomers that still find it fascinating that the Path Elements profile nails them to a T on their personality. And then also learning how that each element communicates. For instance, you know, the earth and the waters, they tend to be a little bit more shy, and particularly with conflict, they're going to kind of run from conflict. As far as the fire and the earth, the fire and the wind, we like to address conflict. And so those are some things I think if we could get the PEFA Elements profile in the hands, more hands of the millennials, in looking at, like you did, and looking at your personality and seeing, having that aha moment of this is who I am and giving yourself permission, I think that the millennials could probably find career choices a little bit easier. What do you think?
Who does? I'm sorry, I didn't catch the last sentence.
The millennials would have an easier time finding
Oh, yes.
Their way to their career choices. So anyway, we
Definitely.
Are at our 15-minute limit, Taylor, and I want to thank you for being on the show. And we'll stay in contact, and I just wish you much, much, much blessings in finding your way with your writing and your personal assistant job. And thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.